I often find myself when I'm speaking, saying those words, looking forward to the day that we could stand before the Lord and incredibly hear Him say those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And I think we should regard those words as incredible. I mean, think about that, that God would say to us, "Well done," so that we who deserve an eternity in hell through the work of Jesus Christ done on our behalf, will be able to enter heaven. Now, that's amazing enough. But that we would not only be able to enter heaven, but that we would be able to be told, if we live a faithful life of service to the Lord, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And I know every time I say that, it seems to resonate with people. I see people nodding, and sometimes I hear them giving verbal affirmations. So I think, yes, people do definitely desire to hear those words. And I think it's like a child desires to hear his parents say words of approval. You know, some people might think, "Oh, well, you shouldn't be so concerned about getting someone's approval." Well, we should be concerned about getting God's approval. And of course, He approves of us on the basis of the redemptive work of His Son, not on the basis of works of righteousness which we have done. Those don't earn our way to heaven. But once we do come to know Christ, we are covered by His blood, then, you know, how we live our lives and whether or not we please Him really does matter. So in terms of helping people prepare for that day, you know, I encourage people to first get it straight that that day is indeed coming, because it's easy to just put that off and to not think in terms of the fact that we are God's money managers and time managers and asset managers of every variety, and including the gifts that He has entrusted to us. And we're going to give an account for them. But we should be thinking of it now in such a way that we live each day so that we won't have to stand before Him and say, "Okay, if I had it to do over again, here's what I do." You know, I mean, God has given us His word that we don't have to wait until we die to find out how we should have lived. So how about we think in terms of, well, gee, if I was to die today and look back at my life, what would I want to have done differently with the assets that God entrusted to my management and to my care? And then let's say, all right, even if I don't die today, I'm going to make these changes right now while I still can, so that I don't have to look back and wish I would have made changes that I didn't make. So make those changes today when God convicts you. And I think that's one of the things that's most important to me, is that when God speaks to me, when God convicts me in an area, I need to listen to His Holy Spirit. Make those changes now and not look back with regret.